Okay, so we have a couple of leftovers very quickly from Simon Kuf Aleph before we start Davar Sheish L'Matirin. One is Siv Zayin. So to appreciate Siv Zayin, you have to see the Gemara in Zvachim, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, which is really the source for this halacha. The Gemara says, Amar Ish Lakish. So the first Gemara over there is important to know, we referred to it earlier, which is that when you have davar chashuv, like chaticha ruya l'ska beit or shiva dvarim chashuvim or the like, and one of them fell into yam hamelach, so then hutru kulan. This is a kula on a chumra. The chumra is that davar chashuv is not batel, and the kula is that we assume that the one that happened to fall into the Yam HaMelech was the one that's Aser. We don't really think that's happening, but because of the Chumrah, Dirabanan, we're also able to make that Tliya. The Gemara then says, Chavish al Truma, Shenafla b'mei Chavios. So, Notel Heimena Kedei Dimua, Niftacha Achaz Mehen, Chavish al Truma, when it's closed, is Davar Chashuv. Therefore not batel. So you have one closed barrel mixed in with 100 one truma barrel closed, mixed in with 100 chulin barrels that are closed. So we know it's not batel. Let's say one of them was accidentally opened. So then that one is basically mutter. Why? Just like we say in our simen, in our sif, Man of Shachat should be okay if the Isser one is this one, so it's Bechlal the Tarovis, it's no longer Chashev, and it should be Batel. And if the Isser one is still among the 100 closed ones, so then this is Mutter also. Then the Gemara continues and tells us the second Chiddush of Arsif. Amar Voshia, Chavish el Truma, She Nisarva b'meya v'chamishim chavios v'niftachu meya mehen. You have 150 barrels, one of which is truma. 100 of them are opened, 50 of them are closed. So again, the 100 that are opened are mutam yamanavshach. The question is, maybe now you could eat from the 50 that are closed. Why? Al pi rov, where is the truma? Among the 100. And therefore, since al pi rov, the truma is among the 100, then it should be mutter. Lo amrinan isura beruba isay. And the chiddush of the Gemara is, we don't say that the isser is among the rov. Now why not? So this is the chiddush of our sif, but the question is, what's the reason for it? So the Maharai, quoted by the Taz, Sifkan Yudalad, says that just like we generally say kol de parish meruba parish, so to over here we say that the shinoi took place from the rove, and therefore since the rove are heter, right, there's one out of 150 that's aser, so on each of the 100 that were opened we say the shinoi happened on that rove, or in our simon the 100 that were chopped up. So the shinoi happened on those 100. And that's what we say. Now, what emerges from here is a very important yesod, which you see in a lot of shilas relating to rov, which is the rov you use, and that will be machriya the din, will depend on the question that you ask. Here we have two ways to ask the question, which will lead to two different conclusions. If your question is, where is the Isser one? Then the answer is al pi rov. It is among the ones that are opened, in which case it's mutter. If your question is, which ones were cut up or which ones are opened? The answer is, well, the rov were the ones that were cut up and opened, in which case the 50 closed ones or whole ones remain Isser. So the question really is, what question do you ask? And that will determine which rov you use. I'll give you a mashal. I remember, I heard this from Rav Moshe Mordechai Farbstein, So he's a Rosh Yeshiva, Chevron Yeshiva, and he's a big posek. So this was a shayla that came up during the Russian Aliyah. It's very important for the halachos to know if rov of the olim are Jewish or not Jewish, because that relates to their credibility. If you're coming from a group that rov are Jewish, and you say you're Jewish, you have a lot more credibility than if you say you're Jewish among a rov that's a guy. Let's imagine the following scenario. Let's say among the Russian olim, and if you could be mevar, you should be mevar, but you can't always be mevar. So among the Russian olim in total, meaning to say among the people coming from Russia saying they're Jews, 70% are Jewish, 30% are Gaiish. Among those with blonde hair, 60% are Gaiish, 40% are Jewish. So what's the halacha? Statistically speaking, you would say that, well, among blonde-haired people, Rov Gayim, and among non-blonde-haired people, Rov Yidden. So that's what we should say. But the answer is that since the halacha doesn't, and this is a debate among the poskim, but I think the consensus view was that since the halacha does not recognize that distinction between blonde hair and brown hair, and we see this as a tarovet, so since among total olim, rov are Jewish, even among those that are blonde-haired, we'll treat them as rov Jewish. Again, the question here is, how do you ask the question? Depending on how you ask the question, you'll get a different answer, a different rov. And in both cases, that's true. The reason why we ask the question this way in our siman, as opposed to the other way, the Taz says, is because of Kol Deparish. Kol Deparish teaches us we should look at the shinoi and not look at its placement. So, for now, what we see from this sif is a very important question relating to rov, which is you have to know the right question to ask, and that will determine what type of rov you use.
So I didn't call the parish without this taz, not that you look at the shinoi. It's just that whenever you look at the new tarovis or a new...
No, Kol Deparish. There aren't two options in Kol Deparish in the same way as here, so this is an extrapolation. But what the Taz is saying is the yesod of the robe of Kol Deparish is we know that if I took this chaticha from Makom Kavua, it's aser now, even though now it's parish. If I find it b'makom deparish, it's mutter. Why? I say Kol Deparish meruba parish, which in a sense is saying we assume that the one that was nishtan is from the rov. So we could extrapolate from there. It's not a perfect comparison, but it's a dimyon. Okay. Sif Ches and Tes tells us that you could basically start making dimyonos. And if the piece of suffek looks like the Isser one, then you could assume it's from the Isser one, and the like. If you look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he's mesupek if this source, the Hagos, Maimoni, and the Shulchan Aruch are talking about Dimoy of the Shuman or the Roshik Vasim in a Safik de Oraisa, like a Tarovis of Chad Bechad, or maybe they're only willing to be Makel and rely on these Dimyonos if anyway it's Batel Midi Oraisa because of Rov. The only reason we're Machmir is because of the Chumrid Rabbanan of Chaticha Ruya L'Skaved, and therefore it wouldn't apply. Now, from the Shulchan Aruch itself, it's mashma that we're talking about an Isser D'Rabbanan, because both of his examples are examples of Bittul Min HaTorah. On the other hand, if you look at the Makor for this din that's cited, it's the Gemara Avodah Zarah Mem Amud Aleph, and there we're talking about a Safek D'Oraisa. So the Krasio Plasi says, it is only, he says it depends, but Lamaisa, the case of the Shulchan Aruch would only work if it's a din d'Rabbanan, not if it's a din d'Oraisa. And the post can talk about this question. L'chora, what comes out though in the end of the day is that it all depends on how much these are considered simanim uvhakim. You find a very similar sugya to this in Eilu Metzius and in Yevamos, when we're talking about simanim to ascertain the death of her husband. And the answer is that there are simanim uvhakim, that are absolutely unambiguous, and those would work even for deoraisas, generally speaking. Then there are these lower level simanim, which are less ambiguous, and in those cases they might only work for simanim derabanan. For example, there's a machlokes in Bava Metzia whether simanim on a metzia are deraisa or derabanan. So the Rishonim point out that when it's an absolute unambiguous siman, everybody would agree it would work midoraisa. The question is when it's something less than absolutely ambiguous. So in the case of Bava Metzia, it relates to the shaila of do we see there being a full-fledged muhsak over here, which would require absolute birur or not, etc., etc. And likewise over here. So the reason why I believe that the achronim, or some of the achronim, are claiming that this might only be true if it's derabanan is because this type of birur is not absolutely unambiguous, and therefore our standards for an Isser Dirabanan are lower than our standards for an Isser Dereisa. Okay, so now for the feature presentation.